This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Amen. Good morning, Brother Sheridan Castle. How are you doing today, man of God?
I'm thankful.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to open up the prayer and go right into your word. Father God, we thank you for Brother Sheridan Castle. Father God, we do thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Father God, we thank you for the increase. Father God, we thank you for your favor, your infinite uncommon favor, your grace and favor upon the family. Father God, we do thank you for the leading of your spirit and the guidance of your spirit, your Holy Spirit, and your ministering words to Brother Sheridan Castle. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Brother Sheridan, I hear Father God saying this is the season of greater favor and greater peace. I do hear Father God saying there are some things you're going to be working through concerning family, partnerships, and friendships. I do hear Father God saying this is also the season of the new anointing. Father God said, prophet Sheridan Castle, come forth, for there is a prophetic call on your life, man of God. Father God says this is the season where he's redirecting some things concerning your steps. And Father God says there's many changes and many decisions in this season. I do hear Father God saying entrepreneurship and business are coming forth in a new way, in a new dimension. I hear Father God saying new creativity and new self-expression. Father God says let it be explored through your writing in this season. I do hear Father God saying he's going to cause you to write in this season. I hear Father God saying there's a book to be written. Now, I hear Father God saying he's also going back. He's causing you to go back in some areas, not go back yet, to reflect back on some things. For Father God says in this reflection, there's going to be a healing. I hear Father God saying many, many changes in this season. Now, man of God, are you in your own business at the present?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because I hear Father God saying opportunities for entrepreneurship and business. And Father God says this is the season to launch the businesses. Father God says write it down and make it plain because he's going to cause you to walk it out. And I hear Father God saying laughter is returning to your heart as well as your home. I do hear Father God saying fear not. For Father God says greater favors upon thee in this season. And I hear God saying justice. Father God says justice in this season. Man of God, anything concerning legal matters or attorneys, Father God says justice. Are you dealing anything with the legal matters? Do you have to go to court, legal matters, or attorneys?
No.
Well, I just hear Father God saying justice in this season. I'm looking at something. I'm looking at 2.5 to 3 years back. There was something that transpired that had to do with something with legal matters. What is this 2.5 to 3 years back that you were dealing with some type of legal matter? I don't know what this is. I'm looking at some type of legal matter. I'm not sure what they were calling in your country. I don't know if it had to do with compensation, back pay, some type of legal matter. Were you dealing with something with taxes or taxation?
No.
Okay. Whatever this is, I'm just here, Father God, saying justice. So I don't know what this had to do with, but just write it down. Father God says he's given you justice in a matter. And when it comes to you, it may date back to 2.5 to 3 years. Your Father God says it's not over with because there's compensation necessary. And Father God says there's going to be a blessing for you. So in this year, Father God says much favor, much grace. I'm looking at a lot of turnaround coming to you in this season. So Father God says, fret not, worry not. And I just hear Father God saying, be mindful in this season, even concerning partnerships and relationships. For Father God says, this is the season to write it down, to make it plain. God says, this is also the season to make sure you're getting enough rest. God says, get the medical physical this year, for he's doing a new thing in your body, even concerning circulation and your bloodstream. I do hear Father God saying healing to that body, that mind, and thy household. And I hear Father God saying in season, make sure you're eating properly, drinking enough water, balance. And I hear Father God saying exercise will be very good for you in this season as well. And I hear Father God says this is the season of mastery. God's going to cause you to master some things. Now, I also hear Father God saying if you've been desiring to move, God says this is the year to begin to look toward the move. I hear Father God saying favor concerning land and property. And had you been contemplating a move, man of God?
I had thought about it. I've thought about it and thought about it.
Yeah, God says this is the year. Father God says this is the year to take the move off the back burner and off the back shelf and begin to implement it. So Father God says plan and organize for the move. God says financial favor and financial freedom. I see a lot of financial blessings coming to you. And this year, I hear God says September should be a very paramount month. September, October, very paramount months for moving. And I just hear God saying greater favor in this season, so much favor in this season. So peace be still. And I just hear God saying greater favor. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
God bless you, man of God. Thank you so much for sowing your seed and supporting the ministry and answering to the email invitation. And God bless you, man of God. Have you been blessed by the word of the Lord today?
Yes, I have. Thank you.
Amen. Well, God bless you, man of God. And there's more. Bishop is excited. He said he'd love to do the one-on-one with you. So, man of God, we look forward to that. And if you'd like to do the one-on-one, you can just give us a call back and we'll get all the information to you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Have a wonderful, powerful day.
Okay. God bless you as well, and you have a wonderful day as well.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you for calling. God bless you.